Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. We're reunited with Beau Morgan today. Dylan is behind the glass. And before we get to the Raheem audio from Bo's interview with Raheem Morris yesterday.
I like you, Bo.
Dylan, let's go easy on that.
Calm down, Dylan.
I'm going to need that sent to me in a way I can make it my ringtone.
Dylan's like trying to get some vacation days or something. That's what's happening. I got to mention, I came across Shelby Schwellenbach's TikTok the other day. She is the wife of Braves pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach.
Oh, you don't say. They're related? That's crazy.
Such a common last name. We had no clue.
She was stuck in a hotel bathroom eating a salad.
Stuck?
Yes, because Spencer was on a Zoom on a meeting, and they were in a hotel in Detroit having car trouble. But all I read from that was, baseball season is coming.
Yeah. Not there yet mentally, thank
you.
No. It's not even Christmas yet, Allie.
Grant's going to the winter meetings next week.
Of course he is. No, of course he is, and he should. And I look, there's more than that to be spilled out of the winter meetings. I know that Grant is excited about that because he's talking about it Sunday, but I don't know if I can approach it before Christmas. I don't.
Well, that's fine.
Why were they in Detroit?
Probably family. It was at Thanksgiving.
Beau, do you know?
No, I'm more curious of what kind of meeting he was taking.
I know.
What meeting was he on that, like, was it, you know, he's not arbitration eligible, right?
No.
Like what would it have been unless, you know, maybe he's, you know, I think sponsors or something maybe. I don't know. I'm just curious. Was he interviewing pitching coaches, personal pitching coaches? Like, what?
Could have just been an interview.
Here's the thing. My brain went the same direction as Beau, though, because I'm like, what was so important that Shelby couldn't be in the room? You know, like, it needed to be that professional. Because if it was, like, our show call or something, you guys would be like, you don't need to eat a salad in the bathroom.
Yeah, but let me say this. If he's doing it and he's using, like, AirPods, she probably was like, I don't want to be crunching this. You know how them AirPods work? Like, they're like freaking satellite dishes. Those things pick up sounds loudly from miles. But we were racing the other night. Beau walked off in the background, and he had his AirPod in, and he started messing with some freaking grocery bag, and it almost blew the windows out of my house. At my house, I was like, "What is that?"
I was getting him
for
and
the
him
love
that Publix had given me. Am I the only one when I eat potato chips, like, and I'm watching TV, I literally have to rewatch what I just, if it's like a dialogue, you know, something like, and that's not like an action movie, I have to like rewatch it because I'm like, I couldn't hear what he said.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. Someone, I went to see Wicked, and it's the final scene. It's very silent. You know, the girls are having their last moment of friendship, and it's completely silent. And someone behind me is just smacking some popcorn.
Just plowing through popcorn.
Dude, read the room.
Just plowing popcorn.
Read the room. Well, something is going on in the Schwellenbach household. There was a very important meeting over Zoom.
He could have just been doing an interview. You know, it's like one of those things. He's meeting with somebody and he's on like FanDuel or something, you know, doing a, like the guys do with like Kay Adams these days.
Yeah.
It could have been something like that.
Either way.
Yeah.
Winter meetings are next week.
Yeah,
baseball is on the way,
salad
guys.
In the bathroom. Let's go.
All right. And yesterday, Beau was up at Flowery Branch with Mike Bell, talked to Raheem Morris. We're going to talk about Kirk Cousins here. Here's the clip from the conversation you guys had about how he's been doing.
Well, the Miami game is a tough situation for anybody. You know, it was kind of the up-in-the-air week. Is Mike playing? Is he not? You're preparing like you're the starter. You get thrown into the role right away, and you got to go. And then you go out there and you play, and you don't play as well as you want to play. That happens to a bunch of them. But the last 2 weeks versus the Saints and obviously the Jets, you go out and he gets all the preparation. He gets all the meeting time. He's able to go up and make all his corrections. He's able to go look at it on tape. He's able to get back out there. He's able to go refine it in the walkthrough. You take the walkthrough. You get all those things done. Whatever you don't like, you can scrap. The things you like, you can emphasize. And you go out there and you do it. And it's just showing up in the game. Just the little things you're talking about, having the comfort and the ability to step under protection and breaks down and step up and dump that ball to Algier. I usually don't get as excited about a lot of plays. I got excited about that one because I knew the details and the intricate movement he had to make to get up there and throw that ball to the right area to get it to Algier, to allow Algier to get a 32-yard gain, which was special. And then we come out, we get a zero pressure down in the red zone. We're able to check to one of our screens. We get the screen off. Boom. Seals make a great catch on an ugly throw. We get the ball in our hands. Seals finds a way to get in the end zone. And, like, that's execution. And that's the thing we got to be able to maintain more. And that's the growth and the development that I'm able to see within the team and within the framework of all of us. And, like, you know, not to mention what we've been able to do in the red zone the last couple of weeks. So it's been outstanding. You know, we get down there, we score. And that's been great.
Well, the way that came about was in the, you know, they do behind the curtain, right? Mike and Carly do like a pre-show little thing, and Bell asked me why did Kirk look so much different against Miami? And I was like, well, I don't know. It's really an impossible question for me to answer, but what I would think is that some of it's confidence. You know, remember the last time he played, really played, was against the Raiders, and he was his ankle didn't feel the same, his shoulder was hurt, apparently, you know,
yeah.
Depending on who you ask. And you know, his confidence had took a dip. And so you've got to fight through that, right? Also, the offense was geared up, and as much crap as we want to give Zach and like, I think he deserves flack, and just sometimes maybe it's too much. But the reality is he has centered the offense now the last 2 weeks around what Kirk is comfortable doing. But you could see, Mike, to me, each week go by, or each series go by is probably a better way, where he kind of, you can see gaining confidence. And then that's why I asked Raheem directly about the play to Algier and then the play to Sills. And the play to the Algier, we talked about, it looked like maybe a sight adjustment.
Yeah.
And I told Ra in the question, I don't know if it was a hot route, or, you know, that they kind of exploited what maybe was a green dog situation or whatnot. I don't know. I can't tell you, but I can tell you that it looked like a hell of a play by Kirk, and Ra's face lit up. But you've seen the confidence in Kirk's playing with. I have confidence that he's going to do the things moving forward that he's physically able to do, and a lot of that starts with his confidence in his mind of the game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I think that your question – yesterday to him and the answer that he gave, I think it's important to hear, because I think that is an interesting component of the way we play offensively. That, and I've mentioned this before, we're so station to station with our offense. You know what I mean? It's like, other than Bijan with Drake being out, we really don't have like the broken tackle home run hitter at all. And not that Drake's that guy, but that's kind of how our offense is. And I know we'll get into that conversation later about Drake, about who's playing, who's not playing, what the lineup looks like. But I think with all of that happening and understanding how hard it is to create explosives with the guys you do have on the field, and you have to rely on Kyle Pitts to do it, and you have to rely on Bijan in the running game to get one out of Tyler Algier and to get one out of David Sills, specifically where they were at in plus territory, I think it's huge. And I think that's why Raheem gets so excited about it. I think that's what Kirk can do. He can diagnose and can get the ball out and does understand what he's looking at all times.
Considering that Kirk is playing a lot smoother than the Miami game, how are you guys feeling with him going into this Seahawks matchup?
Well, the problem is, and we did have Lindstrom yesterday, which was interesting with some of the stuff that he talked about.
Yeah.
With way where they do things, but I mean, defensively, this team is winning in all the right categories. They're third in scoring defense. I mean, okay, they're second in rush defense. I think they're like their top five, or they're top 12 in pass defense. But the yards per pass play, they are second. I mean, they're a really good defense. They're top 15 in red area, right? They're doing things. the point I'm making is the things you're good at, they're good at stopping.
Yeah.
And that's what worries me. They've got like 42 sacks on the year. I think no 40 sacks on the year. You've got more. You've got 42, if I'm not mistaken. And they've got 40. They're getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, we ain't scared. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, but the point, but see, that's why it's so important to see how Kirk has played the last 2 weeks. Where, look, the Jets were ready. They were trying to bring pressure in different ways, and they did it. And that's why it was important for me with that series that we talked about just now with Ron about the difference in Kirk, and I even asked Lindstrom the difference in blocking for him. Is that, you know, he's starting to get back in a really confident way of he can understand and beat blitzes.
Yeah.
And pressure, because they're going to get pressure.
And he's got to beat him with his arm. And I think that that's the most important takeaway I kind of have, right, with your question to Lindstrom yesterday, is it is different the way you set. And he kind of mentioned that Penix is maybe a little bit deeper, and Kirk is going to step right up into it. And I think some of that comes – remember how we had the conversation with Arch about keeping the feet busy? Keeping the feet alive,
yeah,
that kind of thing. I mean, I think a lot of that comes along with the territory of Kirk. And I'll say this, because after watching a little bit of his tape today, it goes back to a conversation that Drew Butler and I had Monday, where he said the offensive line for the Falcons has been atrocious.
And if
you guys know me, I did not like that. I did not like that comment. And because now I'm looking at and he started talking about the records of Mike McDonald, right? The records of Vrabel. The records of all these other coaches, the Ben Johnsons of the world. And I'm like, that's really, really cool. All right. First of all, this offensive line ain't changing anytime soon. All right. So do with that what you will. But the contracts say that Chris Lindstrom is going to be here through 2028 and Jake Matthews will be here through 2027, 2028, and everything, all the above. Like, Caleb McGarry is going to be here. I mean, it just is what
it is.
There's
only one position you maybe could make a change at,
right,
which is center.
And Bergeron, I think, at certain points this year, since the injury has been a little bit different, but at certain points beginning of the year, I thought he's playing better than any of them. So I look at it and I'm watching this offensive line from Seattle and I'm going, they're not better. They're not even close to being better than our offensive line. Not even close. Schematically, they are much different, and Sam Darnold gets them out of a lot of issues. So going back to what we were talking about Kirk Cousins, it's like, how do we feel about Kirk Cousins? He's just got to simply diagnose and get the ball out. And when the defense is stepping up the way Seattle's defense does and they get home and they're really good in the red area, it becomes a tougher task. He's got to find somebody without Drake London that can step up and make the plays when necessary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
See, real quick, that's what's interesting to me is that he mentioned those teams. Well, Caleb Williams is athletic enough to get out of trouble, and he's not been very good at actually quarterbacking a team. They're winning because they're running the football, something we do, by the way.
Dang.
You look at New England, I mean, their offensive line on the left side with two rookies have not been great. We abused them.
Yes, six times.
Yeah.
So keep telling me who's atrocious.
I think it's interesting. What I would say is then the reason why I'm glad that we talked about that yesterday, and including with Ryan, we're talking about it now, is where, believe it or not, where Penix has got to become, and hopefully coming back from injury, more reliant on getting out of plays like Caleb Williams and Drake and Darnold does a little bit with his legs. Kirk can't do that. So what Kirk's got to do is get it out with his – he's got to process it in an elite fashion before and pre-snap and know what he's got to do. And that's what he was doing late against the Jets. You just didn't – you lost in other ways.
We'll pick up this conversation about Drake's status at 7 o'clock. And then coming up next, Ole Miss is saying – Lane knew way ahead of time that he would not be coaching the playoffs. This was just not an overnight thing. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It's that time of year where all the lists come out. The best of this of 2025. The best of that of 2025. So today's theme is of the year. Make sense? We'll do it next. On Sports Radio
90,000.
There you go. That's really old school. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.